Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, May 30th, 2024, pre-market report. People, let me start off with this. What is actually going on here? Why are we witnessing a particular phenomenon around the world? What am I talking about? Well, society today, people like you and me, are being forced to deal with a situation that is not just manifesting itself in one part of the world. And I'm talking about the financial system as a whole, which is coming apart. Inflation, which is skyrocketing around the world. This is a central bank issue, one which they are instituting deliberately. Why? What's really behind what we're seeing here? Society itself is being deconstructed, literally. We've talked about this many, many times, about a new system that is going to be rolled out. But before that can happen, central banks who are working together collectively to literally destroy the current economic situation, to bring down an entire class of people, to deconstruct society and then reform it in a particular way. They are creating dependency on their system. And you and I have spoke about this for almost 10 years now. But just in case you had some kind of an idea that this is not what's going on, and this is just a phenomenon, let's say, occurring just here in the United States, and of course, the mainstream media wants you to look at all the media outlets. They're telling you to look at the Bidens or look at the Trumps, because again, it must keep your eyes off of who's really responsible for this. Who controls the economy? Who controls the financial system, the financial markets, the monetary system? It's the central banks. It's not the Bidens or the Trumps or anything. That's the deception here. And more of you, I seem to be falling into this trap. And it's just a grand deception. The grand deception is very simple. Look here, don't look here. Central banks must remain blameless here. This is why you're not going to hear a politician call out a central bank. They're not going to do it because they're all part of the situation here. But society itself on a worldwide scale is being deliberately deconstructed. And this is deliberate, taking down an entire class of people only to issue in a new system, a tokenized system. I've already outlined for all of you what the new system is going to be. If you are new here, subscribe to my free newsletter. It's literally free. I don't share your information. There's a link in the description of this video, and look up tokenized system or just Google it. It's out there. That's the new system, completely digital, controlled. That's what this is all about. Control, deconstruct the system, reconstruct a new system. Problem, reaction, solution. And we're right now seeing the problem and the people react to it. And the solution is their solution. Oh, don't worry, we have a solution for you. That's where this is going. That's number one. Number two, I want to bring this up. A couple of you have been writing to me about this Hindenburg omen thing. What is the Hindenburg omen? It's a particular set of technical indicators with regard to the market, which seem to precede market drops and market crashes. Now, this particular Hindenburg omen has reared its ugly head as of late. And we're watching, you know, look, people, over the past almost week, this market has been falling under a lot of pressure. We're watching risk in this market climb and climb and climb and climb. Market don't like it. I mean, we've been using what I believe is the best market indicator. Forget about the Hindenburg omen, all right? Use the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. It's free. It's free to everybody on this planet who has the brain power to use it. Again, link in the description of this video. We just came out of, believe it or not, overnight, an extreme risk environment, a red zone. Now we're just slightly under that red zone. Someone out here is buying the debt. Is it going to drop? I don't know. Okay, we're going to keep our eyes on this. The Fed must buy more debt, period. You're not allowed to know that. How does the central bank keep rates low or keep rates suppressed? They can't just say it, people. They don't have any magical powers. They don't have a magic wand. They have to get into the market and buy the debt. It means they got to add digits to a screen in any amount they want and buy the debt. It's a revolving door. The Fed issues debt through one door, currency being units of debt, and then buys it back through another door. This mechanism, this revolving door, central banks all do the same thing. Massively inflationary. It's currency purchasing power negative. But you, my lovely friends, are not allowed to know how the system actually works. And we have a lot. You know what? Let's touch on that just real quick. So, Just in case you're not aware, stock futures are lower this morning pretty much across the board as risk is reaching a critical level here. But there's so much more going on that you need to pay attention to. So with regard to the economic news, we're going to be getting a lot over the next couple of days. So the mainstream media, who generally doesn't report on things of any kind of consequence, is now explaining that bad debt on banks' balance sheets is hitting critical levels. Does that sound familiar to you? It should, because you and I have been talking about this for a very long time. This is part of the deconstruction. The deconstruction of the system means the banking system must be consolidated into fewer and fewer institutions. You all know this. We've been covering this before anybody else, period. And that's what they're doing here. The smaller institutions, the regional banks, most of them are going away. All right, just so you know, a domino effect, we're going to see a wave of failures, and the bigger institutions are going to buy assets from these institutions for pennies on the dollar. These big institutions, they're in the same boat. We've talked about this a million times. Their balance sheets are loading up with bad debt here. Let's talk more about this. So I'm just writing some stuff down this morning here. You know, while we're on the topic, look for more deceptive news. Look here. Don't look here. Fake news about how strong the economy is. Remember, this is a presidential selection. There is no election. There will not be an election. It is a selection. So the propaganda must be amplified. We talked about this at the end of last year. Check my videos. We're going to see a lot more deception. Look here, do not look over there with regard to the news. Now, anyway, going back to what's going on here. This is a headline from today. U.S. default rate on consumer loans hit the highest level since 2012. It's starting to get mainstream media attention. And it's always the same, people. Remember what I'm going to tell you right here and now. Nobody knows until everybody knows. What I mean is this is hidden. It's kept hidden in plain sight until the mainstream media has no alternative but to start covering it. So defaults rising across the board. Here's another one here. This is Wall Street. Status of banks' unrealized losses in Q1 worsened after this brief rate cut mania. Rate cuts are coming here. But unrealized losses or balance sheet losses on these institutions is skyrocketing. And you're not allowed to know this. The financial system, the banking system, is also part of the deconstruction. And then it will be reformed in a new way into power in fewer hands. Look at your dollar bill, the back of it, that truncated pyramid. That's what they're doing here, people. Commercial real estate. We've been talking about this for a really long time. This is the International Banker. Commercial real estate loans, a ticking time bomb for U.S. banks. Does that sound familiar to you? Because I've been using those exact words. I've been telling you that the financial system is a ticking time bomb. The debt market is a ticking time bomb, and it is. Here's another one. Also, a commercial real estate crisis is hiding in plain sight. People, look, this entire thing is by no means a comedy of errors. We are being pushed off of the cliff, all of us. They want us slaves to their system, their new system, for which they have to create by deconstructing the current system. And that's what they're in the middle of doing right now. And it's not any one particular nation on Earth's problem. It's all of us. And that should tell you something. This is central banks working together to bring us to our knees. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, but guys have been telling you that too, guys and girls. Okay, they want us on our knees. They want us begging for help. They're creating the problem. And they're going to offer us their solution. Problem, reaction, solution. It's always the same. Anyway, people, look. So anything, you know, all of this is probably, you're laughing if you follow this blog. Because we've been covering this and been so far ahead of the curve on all this for so long. But again, this is my job. It's my privilege, okay, to sit here, to be the daddy out here and outline this for all of you. And then you, my friends, need to take action. And going back to this Hindenburg omen thing that a lot of you have written to me about. Hey, Greg, did you see the Hindenburg omen? The Hindenburg omen? Yeah, I see this stuff. Of course I see this stuff. I don't really, but look, I don't pay too much mind to this. The Hindenburg omen can rear its ugly head for a lot of reasons, but in the current situation, realizing that the economy around the world is collapsing at its fastest pace we've ever seen, ever, but again, we're being told how strong we are at, the fact that debts and deficits are hyperballooning at the same time the economy is contracting, a bigger tell that you and I are paying attention to, we've been talking about this, is the rate at which cash is moving through the economy, or the money velocity. We have an economy, consider what I'm telling you, around the world, that is contracting at its fastest pace ever. Meanwhile, we have the rate at which cash is moving through the economy at its picking up speed. How does that work? It only works for one reason. We're starting to see the manifestation of all of this money printing by central banks around the world here where their product, which is debt, in this case currency, is chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods, something you and I have outlined from 10 years ago would eventually happen. And that is why we're seeing inflation right now. That's the reason. No one's going to tell you that. You're not going to hear this from a Fed president. You're not going to hear this from a politician. You're not going to hear this on the mainstream media because they think you're stupid. I know that you're not stupid. And this issue here with inflation as part of the deconstruction of society and creating dependency on the system is only going to get worse. Does this make sense to you? Honestly, I want to hear from you. Greg, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Or, Greg, what you're saying makes no sense to me at all. I do want to hear from you, and I promise to read the comments, all right? People, we got to stick together on this, and we got to pay attention. We got to raise our awareness, as I've been telling you. Understand who our enemy is. Realize what they want from us. You understand? And then this will all become clear to you, and you'll really start to realize that you need to take action, and that's what this channel is all about. I've been telling you this forever. Use the information that I give you, because this is all actionable stuff, meaning you should be able to look at what I am explaining, consider whether it makes sense to you or not. If it does make sense to you, then you have to say, what do I need to do about it? This isn't a channel for people that want to be entertained, as I've told you a million times. This is a channel for people who say, okay, if we understand what they want, they're deconstructing society, they're making dependence, they're creating dependency on the system. Currency devaluation is a major factor here. Currency devaluation, a loss of purchasing power, exploding debts and deficits, also key components. You gotta take the opposite side of that trade. This is why I've been telling you, you need to increase your exposure, as of late especially, to commodities. Commodities are where you need to be. Do you need to still be in this market right now? As you all know, I own a lot of JEPI, ticker JEPI, and I'm building a new position in JEPQ. I am still long this market. I am still long the market. I'm not getting out just yet, but again, as I've been saying, I wouldn't blame you for getting out, looking at the MMRI, the situation where we are now with regard to market risk. It's not looking too pretty here. The Hindenburg omen, another little piece of this, okay? Look, as I've been explaining to you forever, I got your back, and I do. But you have to think for yourself a little bit. What do you need to do about it? Everybody's situation is different. I can't imagine this is where you need to be. Silver, okay, that's the most undervalued asset on the planet. And I mean physical. A lot of you are writing to me about the paper derivative. I don't own any paper derivative, silver, gold, or any commodity paper derivative. I don't. That's a fact. I think you need to hold the hard assets, all right? That's my the way I play it. And I think that's how you should play it too. But again, everyone's situation is different. All right, people, look, I'm going to let you go. Very important video, and I want to hear from you on the things that we just covered, all right? Greg, you got it right. Greg, you're way off base. And if you feel like I'm off base, that's okay. Just tell me why. Tell me what I am missing. It's certainly possible that I am missing something, and I am willing to learn, all right? This guy here loves you a lot from the heart. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your love and your support. Honestly, I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. I really hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me. We'll try to cover them, all right? Until we meet again later, please take care of yourselves and take care of each other.